Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Blissfully Dead by Mark Edwards and Louise Voss, performed by Simon Mattox. Prologue. Rose looked up at the hotel, wishing she'd been allowed to save the image on her phone, that it wasn't against the rules. This was definitely the place, although, as with everything in her life, she retained a niggle of doubt. She was surprised that he would stay in a travel inn. That was the kind of lame place her dad stayed in when he went away on business. But she guessed that was the point. He was being clever. He had arranged the rendezvous, the words sending a little frisson of excitement through her insides, here, because it was exactly the kind of crap hole where nobody would expect him to hang out. She was wearing her new pants, pink, with the word Lucky stamped across the front. She'd flushed the same shade of pink as the knickers when she'd put them on the counter in Primark, though the woman who served her didn't even smile as she stuffed them in the paper bag. If only that woman knew who Rose was meeting, she would be sick with jealousy, and she would see, like everyone would see soon enough, when the whole world found out about their love, that she, Rose Emily Sharp, was special. Not different, as Dad said, thinking it was a compliment. Not weird, like the girls at school sneered. Special. The first photo had been of this hotel, taken from this very spot, with the caption, 11 p.m. She stood and fiddled with her phone, drizzle spotting its shiny surface. There was hardly anyone about, probably because of the weather, and the street lamps struggled to cut through the gloom. A couple of young blokes in hoodies strolled past. Her whole body clenched, but they ignored her, not even bothering to give her the once-over. Not that she cared anymore if boys noticed her. It was 10:59, and as the time on her phone rolled over to 11 o'clock, she received another photo, dead on time. She stared at it, her heart pounding, knowing that she only had 10 seconds before it would disappear. The picture showed a pair of grey doors, with one of those big wheelie bins in front. She looked up at the hotel, confused for a moment, then got it. He wanted her to go round to the back entrance. Of course. This was a secret rendezvous. He didn't want anyone at the front desk to see her, or worse, try to stop her. He wanted to make sure that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?